Nearly a month ago, a 29-year-old incapacitated woman gave birth to a baby boy. She had been the victim of rape. The birth itself came as a surprise, even to staff, who made a frantic 911 call saying the baby was in distress.
Phoenix 911.
Oh, the baby's turning blue! Baby's turning blue!
Okay, where are you at?
We need an RPA!
What is the address, ma'am?
Baby's turning blue! Baby's turning blue!
Joining me now is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. She's been following this story and has some updates. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
So, yeah.
Well, you know, as you know, the story has stunned the community and has made national and international news. And earlier this week, an arrest was made.
He is 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland. Sutherland is a licensed practical nurse who was responsible for providing care to the victim during this time the sexual assault occurred.
That's Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams. During the course of the investigation, police collected DNA from several Hacienda employees, including Sutherland. Sutherland was arrested and charged with one count of sexual assault and one count of vulnerable adult abuse.
Kathy, how long did Sutherland work at Hacienda? Did they actually conduct a background check?
Yeah, he started at Hacienda in 2012 and in the woman's unit since 2014. In a statement, Hacienda Healthcare said that he had a current state of Arizona practical nurse's license and had undergone an extensive background check when he was hired, which consisted of an extended criminal history search and a search of government registries like sex offender registries, as well as a check of personal references. But I talked to Asim Dietrich, a staff attorney for the Arizona Center for Disability Law, about these background checks for caregivers.
I've been reviewing the rules recently regarding fingerprinting of individuals that work in homes contracted with the Division of Developmental Disabilities. And if DDD learns that these individuals have been arrested or charged, they have a duty to inform the Department of Public Safety. But the Department of Public Safety and law enforcement authorities have no duty to inform DDD if an individual has been arrested.
Another issue Dietrich brought up was facility hopping, meaning a person goes from facility to facility.
So, you know, even if Hacienda did complete a thorough and an extensive criminal background check, there may have been other allegations against this individual, and that data is not compiled.
Now, Adult Protective Services does have a registry of individuals who committed abuse or exploitation. However, it's up to the individual to scan the registry, and it's over 400 pages before hiring a caregiver. But circling back to Hacienda, there's even more news today, this time about Hacienda's former CEO, Bill Timmons. In a statement from Tom Pomeroy, the chairman of Hacienda's board, starting in 2006, Timmons was accused of sexually harassing several employees. He was also accused of treating staff poorly.
Well, were there any consequences for that? I mean, why wasn't he fired?
Well, Pomeroy said the board had reprimanded Timmons and enforced serious consequences for his conduct, including counseling and more than 30 training sessions in a number of areas. Timmons was also forced to forego financial bonuses and raises. As for firing him, that issue has come up in the wake of this story, and he said, quote, "While Timmons attracted controversy and detractors, his years-long advocacy for Hacienda's clients and their families helped fuel the growth of the company and increase its ability to change lives for the better."
All right, that's KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie with the update on Hacienda. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.